In the name of God, the compassion of the merciful, hello everyone, and welcome to the late edition of Iran and English News with me, Nima Chitsas. The leader of Iran's Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, on Sunday participated in the graduation ceremony of military universities affiliated to the army. At the beginning of the ceremony held at Imam Ali University, the national anthem of the Islamic Republic was played, and the graduated military students received their epaulette from the Supreme Leader. Addressing the army cadets, the leader hailed the army forces as the country's strong defensive arms, saying the nation vigorously supports the armed forces. Ayatollah Khamenei added that the Islamic Republic's military is not only armed with the state-of-the-art military technology and equipment, but the high moral of its personnel is a factor that makes it exemplary. The leader said the bullying powers of the world misuse their armies to pursue their expansionist policies, but the Iranian armed forces devote themselves to revive the Islamic values and to establish peace and humane principles. Referring to the victory of Lebanon's resistance movement Hezbollah against the fully armed Israeli army, Ayatollah Khamenei lauded Hezbollah's victory as a moral triumph over materialistic powers. Chairman of Iran's Expediency Council, Hashemi Rafsanjani, reiterated on Sunday that the interests of Iraqi people would only be served through unity among all factions and ethnic groups. In a meeting in Tehran with the former Iraqi Prime Minister, Ebrahim Jafari, the Iranian official noted that the Iraqi people's high turnout in political events shows they pay great attention to fundamental issues of their country. Referring to the huge demonstrations in Iraq on Saturday against the proposed U.S.-Iraq Security Pact, Rafsanjani said, the Iraqi people should be allowed to take their destiny into their own hands and to protect their independence. Noting that the Iraqi people fully know about the threats posed to them, Rafsanjani stressed out Iraqi religious and political figures have the duty to defend the rights of the people. He stressed out the presence of occupying troops is the most important reason for insecurity in Iraq. For his part, Jafari said that the Iraqis are in a difficult situation and that the security pact with the U.S. would harm Iraq's national interests. And here is a commentary by our colleague about the prospect of further economic cooperation among Asian countries.
The 9th Asia Cooperation Summit in 2010 will furnish the states with an opportunity to focus on their challenges and set their long-term objectives. The summit is aimed to converge the Asian states and reinforce their political, cultural, and economic trade. Being the largest continent in the world and with a population of almost 3.5 billion, Asia is potentially susceptible for a rapid growth, particularly when the world's fastest-growing economies, including China, are in Asia. Lack of coordination has forced many Asian states to dot their attention to EU and the US for economic or political transactions, but there are suitable grounds for the states to reinforce inner relations and cooperation within the continent while maintaining their ties with other states. In order to encourage coordination, Asian institutions, organizations, and unions like ECHO, SAARC, and ASEAN should pave the way for a plan of action to draw on targets linking the states and persuade them that a unified action is needed to achieve them. And this requires a strong commitment from the Asian states. They should take the issue of changing the continent into a de facto power seriously, especially when a new world order is beginning to emerge and the potential rivals attempting to present themselves as new powerful blocs.
Iran's Foreign Minister Manoucher Motaki and visiting Tanzanian Foreign Minister Bernard Membe conferred on Sunday on expansion of bilateral ties as well as developments in the African continent. At the meeting with Takeesh Rashtad, there are good grounds for expansion of ties between Iran and Tanzania. Referring to the friendly ties between Iran and other African countries, Mutaki said, Iran has always done its best to help end conflict in Africa. Mutaki noted that Iran hosted a foreign ministerial meeting to help resolve the dispute between Chad and Sudan. For his part, Foreign Minister Membe said, Tanzania wants to benefit from Iran's experience in agriculture, industry, and healthcare. Now, Foreign Minister Mutaki warned the foreign occupying forces in Afghanistan against making another mistake by entering into talks with Taliban extremists. Following his meeting with his Tanzanian counterpart, Mutaki warned those European powers that have entered into secret talks with Taliban that the one who plants wind will harvest storm. Mutaki said Afghanistan is more unsafe today than it was 7 years ago before the foreign troops invaded the country. Addressing the Western powers, Mutaki stressed that terrorism and extremism know no geographic border and could reach Europe. Mutaki advised Western powers to be careful about the consequences of making covert deals with terrorists. Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad received three new foreign ambassadors on Sunday in separate meetings. The new envoys of Mexico, Italy, and Belgium submitted their credentials to the Iranian president. In his meeting with the Mexican ambassador, Ahmadinejad stressed that there are no obstacles in broadening of ties between Iran and Mexico. He pointed out that Iran and Mexico share many cultural commonalities, which provide proper grounds for boosting all-out cooperation. Receiving the credentials of new Italian ambassador, the president noted that Tehran and Rome share identical views on various international issues, so the current bilateral ties should be enhanced based on such commonalities. President Ahmadinejad also met and conferred with the new Belgium ambassador to Tehran. In the meeting, Ahmadinejad referred to the rapid change in the world and advised the European states and Belgium in particular to enter into a constructive rapprochement with Tehran. He said, the era of unilateralism, bullying, and hegemony is over. The managing director of Iranian offshore oil company says the $7 billion contract for Lavan gas field development will be finalized by the end of the current Iranian year on March 20, 2009. Mahmoud Zirakchi stated on Sunday that a European company is the contractor for the development of Lavan gas field. The field's natural gas will be used for producing LNG for export. Lavan gas field, discovered in 2000.